A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you. And I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture. On every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For he who pities them leads them and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains. For the Lord comforts his people and shows mercy to his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you. Verbum Domini. The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is faithful in all his works and holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down.
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
The Lord is just in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, and to all who call upon him in truth.
The
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi Domine.
Jesus answered the Jews, my Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus answered and said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself. And he gave him power to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me.
Verbum Domini.
The words of Jesus in today's gospel reading are best understood in the context of the reading yesterday with the healing of a man who had been crippled for 38 years. Jesus knows that the man had been suffering with this condition for so long, and he questions the man concerning his intentions. When Jesus asks him, "Do you want to be well?" the man responds by saying that he has no way to get into the healing waters of the pool of Bethesda when the water is stirred up. As a result, someone else gets down there before him. And Jesus decides to heal the man and says to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." And the man immediately does so and is cured of his affliction. The problem, however, is that Jesus has not only performed this healing on the Sabbath, but has also commanded the crippled man to do something that ostensibly breaks the Sabbath, that is, to do the work of carrying his mat. The healing of this crippled man and the negative response of the Jews to the supposed breaking of the Sabbath prompts Jesus to give the teaching that is included in today's gospel reading. Now, I should make a brief clarification on John's use of the term "the Jews," which is commonly used throughout the gospel to identify the opposition to Jesus. This is not meant to imply all Jews, since the apostles and many of the disciples of Jesus were Jews, but rather it applies to those who directly oppose Jesus and seek to have him killed. The Gospel of John can never be legitimately used as a justification for antisemitism. Jesus loves even those who oppose him and does not wish anyone to be mistreated. And perpetrating violence or coercion against people of other faiths or religions is not Christian behavior. That said, the boldness of Jesus' response to the Jews who oppose him is not lost on John the Evangelist. Jesus identifies himself as the unique Son of God the Father. And upon hearing Jesus speak of God as his Father, his opposition wishes to kill him even more, not only for breaking the Sabbath, but also for calling God his own Father, thus making himself equal to God. At this early stage in the Gospel of John, Jesus is laying it all on the line, knowing that his words will eventually be used against him and will lead to his crucifixion and death. And when Jesus uses the phrase, "Amen, Amen," he is placing even greater emphasis on what he is saying. His words take on the character of a testimony, as if Jesus is on trial already and is testifying to the veracity of his words. If it is true that a sinner is incapable of performing the works of God, then Jesus' opposition must contend with the fact that Jesus has just performed a healing on the Sabbath, which is supposedly a sinful act according to the Jews. If Jesus has done something sinful, then he would not be able to do the works of God the Father. Nevertheless, he indeed has the power to heal someone. Not only does Jesus have this power, but he so closely identifies himself with the Father that it is as if the Father has acted through Jesus to perform this healing on the Sabbath. And since the Father and the Son are one, the works of the Son are the works of the Father. And Jesus then says to the Father, then says that the Father does not judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Again, here is another bold statement from Jesus. He is claiming to be on equal footing with God the Father, and has even received an authority to judge that is only reserved to the Father. Once again, it is important to keep the context in mind when considering this statement. According to our modern understanding, the word judgment conjures the image of a courtroom scene with a judge who passes judgments of guilt or innocence and issues sentences of punishment. However, this is not the full meaning of the word judgment in an ancient Jewish context. In ancient Israel, a judge was also expected to issue judgments to resolve conflicts and disputes, comparable to how civil cases are conducted today. The judge was expected to be impartial and uncorrupted by wealth. If the poor had been denied justice, then the judge was expected to issue a judgment that would correct the injustice and give the poor person what is owed to them. And returning to the case of the crippled man, one interesting detail is that Jesus does not prompt the man to manifest his faith in Jesus. Sometimes Jesus performs healings only after the person has expressed their belief in Jesus and his power to save. However, in this case, Jesus simply asks the man if he wants to be well. And then after hearing the man's answer, Jesus decides to heal him. Jesus hears the case of the crippled man, makes a judgment that this man has suffered an injustice, and then he rectifies the injustice. The man had been laboring for many years to obtain this healing by his own efforts, but had been thwarted. No one else had taken pity on him and helped him to get down into the water. And thus Jesus judges the man justly, has mercy on him, and grants the man's wish. And in acting this way, Jesus carries out the will of the Father. It is not the Father's will to condemn people, but to save them and to restore them to health. Every salvific word and action of Jesus flows from the heart of God the Father. And people can clearly see that the Father, through his Son Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of the sinner, but his healing and salvation. The judgment that God has brought to the world through Jesus Christ is not condemnation, but forgiveness and salvation. Condemnation is not a direct result of God's judgment. Rather, it stems from our rejection of the Son. Those who have done good deeds have accepted the Lord's judgment of forgiveness and redemption and are brought to the resurrection of life. On the other hand, those who persevere in doing wicked deeds and who refuse to repent have condemned themselves. Since they have rejected the grace and mercy that freely comes from the Father through Jesus Christ, his Son, and our Lord. They come to the resurrection of condemnation not because God hates them, but because they themselves have hated God and have rejected him by rejecting the just judgment of Jesus. And the Catechism teaches this in paragraph 679. Christ is Lord of eternal life, full right to pass definitive judgment on the works and hearts of men belongs to him as Redeemer of the world. He acquired this right by his cross. The Father has given all judgment to the Son, yet the Son did not come to judge, but to save and to give his life, to give the life he has in himself. By rejecting grace in this life, one already judges oneself, receives according to one's works, and can even condemn oneself for all eternity by rejecting the spirit of love. And thus it is important, especially during the season of Lent, to examine ourselves and our consciences more attentively and to allow the Lord to heal us more fully. Just as he approached the crippled man with a question, "Do you want to be well?" so he also asks us the same question. While we are still living in this world, we have the opportunity to turn away from sin, from all our thoughts, words, and actions that harm us and our neighbor and are offensive to God, and to do good works, the works of charity and mercy. We are called not only to profess our belief in Christ and in his power to save, but to demonstrate our belief by good deeds. In this way, we cooperate with Christ in carrying out his just judgment by banishing the designs of the evil one and by honoring the Father and the Son through our good actions that are inspired by the love of the Holy Spirit.